Fast Forward Productions, The Women Are Speaking.
Welcome to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and a few times every week, we will be here giving you tiny doses of motivation, inspiration, and ways that we can all try to be a little bit better to ourselves and other people. We hope that you learned something about yourself, about communication, about relationships, and let's dive into today's episode. We are in season 3 of the Daily Hype Podcast, and with that comes some really exciting updates. You might have noticed that the cover art has changed and that this season we have a sponsor of the entire episode, our friends at MeTime. MeTime is the first morning routine kit to hit the market, and it is game-changing. When I got into a car accident in 2017, I got really, really deep into a bad place. And so I started journaling. I started really reflecting on affirmations, and I used different essential oils to calm my nervous system. And with that, the morning routine evolved. And that is what MeTime is today. With the kit, you get all three of those things: eucalyptus oil, a deck of cards that all have affirmations on them, and a journal specifically made the way that I journal so that everybody can experience it for themselves. The best part about the morning routine kit is that you don't need like an hour and a half and a meditation room and a plush robe and complete quiet. Like, that is such a lie that is fed to us about morning routines. It's like, we all have like maybe 10 to 15 minutes in the morning, and that's the beauty of this kit. It can be done in 15 to 20 minutes if you do the whole thing together, but if you just want to do the journal, that might be 5-7 minutes. You have the affirmation card that you can just grab on your way out the door, the eucalyptus oil to dab on your wrists, take a big inhale. If you have just 1 minute, there is something in this kit for you to level yourself out, to feel more connected to yourself, to feel a little bit more organized in your day-to-day. It's the best way to kickstart your morning. The best thing is that everybody listening here gets a special discount for the morning routine kit. Go to the MeTime website. You can find the link in our bio. It's haveamomentforyourself.com, and use the code thedailyhype for 10% off your first purchase. We are so excited to see you guys utilizing this in your day-to-day life. And now with all of that said, let's jump into the episode so that you can level yourself out in a new way. Good morning. I again am going to touch on my favorite subject ever, gratitude, but a little bit differently. I'm going to tell you my formula for how I do it. Can you tell I'm so left brain type A that I have a formula for gratitude? Like, what kind of a person does that? You should see my Excel spreadsheets. I make Excel spreadsheets for the weirdest things on the planet. Anyway, let's go into the formula for gratitude, because the thing is that the easy way to dive into gratitude is to say those things you're grateful for. I'm so grateful for my health. I'm so grateful for the beautiful day. I'm grateful for my family. And I love that. I want you to keep that up. I want you to have that as part of your day. I want you now to maybe take it a little bit further. So here's a chance for you to really dive into like the science behind the gratitude, because unlocking that portion of gratitude for you will make it something that becomes a part of your mentality versus just something that amplifies your mood for a moment. Okay, so this is what I want you to do when you're thinking about something you're grateful for. I want you to use "I'm grateful for because." And for me, what I've seen the shift there is that you're not just grateful for the noun, you're grateful for the feeling behind it, or what it brings to your life, the why behind your gratitude. So for instance, I can say, I'm so grateful for my health because, you know, after I got in that terrible car accident in 2017, I had a hard time walking. It took me a really long time to recover from my injuries. And I think about all the time how easy it is for me to go through my life as an able-bodied person when I've experienced it on the other end. Such a deeper level of gratitude than just saying I'm so grateful for my health, right?
I can also change it up at any point. You know, I can say I'm so grateful for my health because I'm able to easily get to work without, you know, worrying about pain or making amendments to my day to allow for any sort of like health reason. Something else we can do this with. I'm really, really thankful for my family because I am happy that I have such a strong support system that allows me to feel free in trying new things and exploring new parts of my life. Changing that gratitude to the why is vital in changing the practice. I do believe it's fine and great to start and to incorporate at times those really basic levels of gratitude. You know what? So-and-so is driving me nuts, but I'm grateful that it's at least a mirror to something that I want to know better about myself. I'm grateful that there are other people here that lift me up, and I'm going to go on with my day feeling good. That's fine. But this morning, I want you to turn off this podcast. I want you to turn off the music, and I want you to think of five things that you are really grateful for. Bonus points if you say this out loud. When we say things out loud, our mind hears them and files them in a different part of our brain where it becomes more concrete versus thinking it. Our thoughts kind of bounce around our head. It's still important to do, but bonus points if you speak it out loud. So shut this off. Tell me to shut up. Turn me off. But first, share me with your friends. Give me a positive review on iTunes. I'm kidding. Turn this off. Think of five things you're grateful for and say, I'm grateful for this. Because then reach out to your best friend, your partner, your boss, a coworker, and encourage them to do the same thing. It's a tiny way to spread a little joy in the world. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Daily Hype. If you're interested in all the other things that Team AP Consulting is up to, make sure to go to our website, teamap.consulting, and you can check out our services. You can listen to our second podcast, The Unfiltered Entrepreneur, or you can even take a look at MeTime, our wellness product, to make your morning even better. Talk to you soon.